Zog der Elge Mishnah weiter, was sagt das Chale Peri Gimel Mishnah Ches, Hanoitel Sar me Isa, Shalahur Mechalasa. This person took some sourdough from a dough that no one separated Chale from yet. What did he do with this Sar? V'noisein l'toich Isa Shahur Mechalasa. And he put it into a different dough that they did separate challah from. Now, this is a normal practice to put sa'ar into a dough because you want it to rise. The problem is, you put in sa'ar from a dough that no one took challah yet from into a dough that people did separate challah from. So now this sa'ar, which is tevel, tevel means no trumas and maases were taken from it. In this case, no challah was taken from it. This tevel is going to aser the second dough. So someone comes along and says, okay, here's a beautiful challah that I'm going to make out of this dough. Stop, stop. You can't use that dough till you're mafresh challah. What do you mean? I already separated challah from it. Yeah, but someone came and put sa'ar from a dough that they didn't separate challah into this dough. By the way, what is sa'ar? What does this mean? Sourdough. What's sourdough? It means that you take from a dough, a piece of dough that became more chametz, that fermented more than anything else, and you use that to put into other doughs, and that speeds up the process of them rising and becoming chametz. Okay, so what do I do now? How do I fix this? Zakta the Mishnah. Im yesh le parnasa mimakam achar, moitzi lefi cheshbon. Parnasa? Doesn't parnasa mean like, I have a parnasa, I'm a shoemaker, I'm a chvais, an accountant, a plumber. What does that come in over here? Parnasa is a term, Hazanim Afarnes Lakhel. The Eibishta gives us sustenance. He gives us what we need. So it's a way of the Mishnah saying, if I can support this situation from a different angle. In other words, let's say this person has a batch of flour from someplace else. How much does he have? Well, enough that together with the Sa'ar, he would have the Shear of Challah, the 5-quarter calves of flour that's necessary for the Shear. So what we're going to do is you're going to take this other flour that you have. You're going to roll that flour into the dough. You're going to knead that flour into the dough. And basically, you're going to be joining the two flours together. So again, let's go back to what happened over here. Step A, I took sourdough from a dough that no one took challah yet. Step B was, I took that sourdough and put it into a dough that someone did take challah from. Step 3 is, I'm going to take a new dough, place it in such a way that it touches this dough, the dough that has the sourdough mixed into it. So now it becomes one. And now I have a totally separate chiyuv to separate challah here, because I have, between the sourdough and the new dough, the minimum shear, a 5-quarter cup of flour. So again, can you tell me step 3 again? Step 3 is he's going to take flour from a totally different source. That flour with the sa'ar that he put in would have the minimum shear. And then, moitzi lefi cheshbon, now he's going to be mafresh, the amount of challah from the new dough, according to the cheshbon, of the amount of tevel in both doughs together. In other words, take the whole combination over here, and I'm going to say, well, there's the sa'ar from the first dough, the new flour that I just added from the third dough, figure out how much tevel there is, I'll be mafresh challah. What's the shear? 1/24th, we said, or 1/48th, depending if he's a private person or a baker, whatever the shear is. That's what you're going to take off. So if between the new dough and the sa'ar, I have 240 ounces, I'm going to take off 24. V'im lav. But what if I don't have another batch of flour? I don't have a third dough here. So all I have is step A and step B. Step A was I took the sa'ar from a dough that no one separated challah from yet and put it into a dough that someone did separate challah. What do I do now? Says the Mishnah, now what you're going to have to do is moitzi challah achas alaka. You're going to have to separate the full challah from this one dough that I have over here, meaning the sa'ar and the dough. The sa'ar from the dough that no challah was taken. And it was put into this dough where challah was taken. I'm going to have to take off a 24th from this entire dough. If I have a step 3, I can just take off 24th from the new flour and the sa'ar. But now that I don't have any new flour, I'm going to have to take off a 24th from the sa'ar and the new dough that he put in already. So in a way, it's like I'm going to be taking challah twice. at least on the part of the dough they already took of challah, but I have no choice here. Once I put in the sa'ar into this challah, and the sa'ar came from tevel, I have to treat the whole challah over here as tevel. So if in this challah that has the sa'ar in it, let's say I have 24 pounds, no, that would be a big challah, just trying to make it simple. If I would have 24 pounds, then I have to take off a whole pound, a 24th. So one more chazara. Step A was, what happened over here was he took sourdough from a dough that no one separated challah from yet. So I took sa'ar of tevel and I put it into a dough where someone did take off challah already. So if you have other flour besides this, then make an exact cheshbon, what the Mishnah called parnasa mimakam achar. The exact cheshbon would be that this other flour plus the amount of sa'ar would add up to the minimum amount of chameshes revoy kamach, 5/4 kav of kamach. Then all I would have to do is to take off a 24th from that amount. The minimum amount from the sa'ar and the new flour, take off a 24th from that, and I've fixed everything. If I don't have this other flour to do it, so some will have to fix it from this within itself, meaning this dough that I have, that I already separated challah from, but someone went and put in sa'ar from dough that I didn't separate challah from, so here I have no choice. I'm going to have to take off a 24th from this entire amount. There are different explanations why that's so. Why can I just say, look, I have step A, step B, that's it. I don't have any other flour. Why are you telling me I have to take off challah keneged the whole dough? And the answer is, says the Batanura, the sa'ar did not become batel into this challah. So the whole challah is considered tevel. So this dough that the sa'ar went into, you're right. Someone took challah from it, it was fixed, but now it's back tevel. Because the sa'ar inside doesn't become batel, and the whole thing is considered tevel. If that's the case, so what does it help me that I'm adding flour from someplace else? How come then I don't have to take off challah, a 24th, connected the entire dough? Same problem. The sa'ar made the dough tevel. So basically, even though we're saying that the sa'ar that goes into the dough makes the whole dough tevel, that's just midrabanan, it's not midraisa. So if you can create a deraisa de kachiyav, a full 100% bona fide chiyav to separate challah, and I'm doing that by adding more dough plus the sa'ar. If I had a step three, I had other flour to mix in over here. And with the sa'ar, I'm going to have the shear. And I'm separating challah now, that's min ha-toira. That's enough to cover everything. But if I can't create a chiyuv for me to separate challah min ha-toira, I have to deal with this dough on its own. And with this dough on its own, so this challah that I'm going to separate, which was only created through a Midrabanan, because we're saying midrabanan, the sa'ar doesn't become batel, so for that, you're going to have to fix the entire dough. It really requires a lot more explanation, but we'll just... So really, there's a lot more here that the Rishonim explain how this works, but we'll leave it at that.